USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The Israel and Hamas war now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath them to hide and hold hostages. Not happy with the presidential field? Well, you're not alone.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%. The economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. Reuters first reported the drone's downing. This marks the second interception by a U.S. Navy vessel in the area since October. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jesse R. Kershevsky, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
Kershevsky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. She denied involvement, Kershevsky later claiming that Hernan wanted to die. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Sephora has become the latest company to act against shoplifters nationwide. The company announcing they'll be removing all perfumes and fragrances from their shelves. Instead, customers will only have sample bottles on display. And if they want to purchase something, they'll have to have an employee grab it from the back. Salman Rushdie was surprised with the first ever Lifetime Disturbing the Peace Award by the Vaclav Havel Center on Manhattan's Upper East Side. The award, kept secret until minutes before the presentation, was attended by over 100 people, with only a few informed in advance. Rushdie, recovering from a stabbing incident in August of 2022, accepted the honor at the center, founded in 2012, to promote the legacy of Czech playwright and dissident Vaclav Havel, known for his advocacy of human rights and free expression. The largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history took place in New York City. Federal authorities say they found fake handbags, shoes, and other luxury items valued at more than $1 billion in street value in a storage unit. Two men were charged with trafficking those goods between January and October of this year and could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.